It's wonderful, the George Gershwin tune. We heard from pianist Rocco DeLorco performing inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio on R. Steinway. I'm Katie Henriksen. You're listening to Of Note on 91.3 KUAF. Rocco DeLorco is in town presenting a recital, an all Gershwin recital at the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the U of A campus in Fayetteville. That concert is Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. The concert's free and open to the public. Let's find out more from Rocco DeLorco, German pianist and composer, all about his all Gershwin recital. He's in the studio with me, and love that he has a chance to talk to me and play a little Gershwin.
Since being a kid, I loved Gershwin's music. When I listened first time to Rhapsody in Blue, I was blown away. And I knew exactly that is will be one of the pieces I will play. Well, then I got a commission for the German state radio, which is WDR, to perform this program in a big live radio show. And I did not say no. This was challenging. But as I have a bit for classical player, I have a bit of jazz and rock experience. So it was for me very much fun to bring this program not only in the classical shape, but also in a little bit jazzy shape. It starts with the preludes. Gershwin wrote three preludes. Once he intended to write 24, hey, like Chopin did, or like, of course, we have 24 keys. Then it became seven, then it became five, and then at the end of the day, three were published, which were in a modus which is classical. It means fast, slow, fast. The first prelude is a fast one. Second one is slow, and it's in a 12-bar blues scheme. Gershwin himself calls this prelude a kind of blues lullaby. The third one is called the Spanish prelude, or the Cuban one. Well, Gershwin went often to Cuba for holidays. The first piece of the songbook, which appeared in 1932, we listened to As a Man I Love, and also It's Wonderful, it's also inside there. And it's a compilation of a lot of songs which did Gershwin by himself, the mode, like he was playing on parties and soirees. Then there will be Porgy and Bess, of course, with Summertime. The overture, and it ain't necessarily so. And at the end of the day, the Rhapsody in Blue in my version. Why my version? Normally, the original version is for two pianos. Then it has been orchestrated for symphony orchestra, or better for symphonic band by Ferdi Goffey, because Gershwin was at this time yet not good at orchestrating. And he had no time, so he had to deliver the score in 6 weeks and because the concert was staged. So he had a problem. He has to be very fast. That's the reason why he chose probably also the form of a rhapsody. Blue Rhapsody in Blue, of course, it has a blue note. But Gershwin, being a hobby, an amateur painter, his favorite color was blue. So this may have been one of the ideas.
Pianist Radko Delorko inside the Furman Gardner Performance Studio. I'm Katie Henriksen. You're listening to Of Note on 91.3 KUIF. Radko Delorko presents an all Gershwin recital at the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall. That's in the Fine Arts Building on the U of A campus in Fayetteville. If you'd like more information, you can call 479-575-5202. It's a free concert open to the public. The concert begins at 8 p.m. Wednesday night. Let's hear more from pianist Radko Delorko inside the Furman Gardner Performance Studio here at 91.3 KUF. We'll hear his rendering of The Man I Love, followed by Summertime, George Gershwin tunes. He'll be playing those tunes tomorrow night at the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall inside the Fine Arts Center on the U of A campus in Fayetteville at 8 p.m. It's a free concert open to the public. Here we go. Radko Delorko performing Gershwin here on the Steinway at 91.3 KUAF.